From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders try to gain control of the migrant crisis. European leaders meeting Thursday in Brussels sought to provide more than $1 billion to international aid agencies, helping refugees at camps near their home countries. European Council President Donald Tusk warning the potential of millions heading to Europe requires a change in policy.
It is clear that the greatest tide of refugees and migrants is yet to come. Therefore, we need to correct the policy of open doors and windows. Now the focus should be on the proper protection of our external borders and on external assistance to refugees and the countries in our neighborhood.
You said the 28 EU countries have agreed to increase aid to nations like Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey, which are hosting millions of refugees from Syria. They also agreed to identify those eligible for refugee protection. Burkina Faso's interim president Wednesday regained control of the country a week after a military general and his supporters overthrew him and his transitional government. Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power in an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou.
Cher President Michel Kafando,
Benin's President Boni Yayi told Mr. Kafando the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, recognizes his authority as interim ruler. Last week's coup came less than a month before elections in which supporters of ousted President Blaise Compaoré were barred from running. Mr. Compaoré ruled Burkina Faso for 27 years before being ousted in a popular uprising last year when he tried to change the constitution to extend his presidency. This is VOA News. Pope Francis Thursday will become the first to address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Wednesday on his first full day in the U.S. Francis held a private meeting with President Obama and celebrated Mass attended by thousands. Catholic University of America theology professor Chad Pecknold says the Pope spoke out on a host of controversial issues, including immigration and climate change.
He reminded us that he was a migrant. That was his first issue, immigration. And then he turned to the family and a strong support for the institution of marriage and the family, he said, in these critical times. And then he stressed the issue of religious freedom for individuals and for communities. And then he stressed the theme of care for our common home.
Pecknold says the Pope was bundling those issues because they're designed for the common good. The Pope will also visit New York, address the UN Security General Assembly, and attend a World Family Conference in Philadelphia. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia has called on Muslims to unite against misguided elements, including extremist groups such as the Islamic State, that he says want to take Islam back to the age of ignorance. Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah al-Sheikh delivered the remarks during his annual sermon to millions of Muslims who had converged on the Valley of Mount Arafat for a day of prayer at the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on Wednesday pardoned 100 prisoners, including two journalists who had worked for Al Jazeera. One of them is Canadian Mohamed Fahmy, who was asked what he'll do with his newfound freedom.
I will continue fighting for press freedom. I have been working on a charter in the prison cell to introduce to the Egyptian Journalism Syndicate and to the presidency in Egypt to improve press freedoms for both Egyptian journalists and foreign journalists working in Egypt, because I believe there's so much that can be done in order to protect us from prosecution in Egypt.
Fahmy and Bahar Mohamed were sentenced to 3 years in prison last year on charges of fabricating false news in support of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, the party of former President Mohamed Morsi overthrown in a 2013 military coup. Afghanistan says it's undertaken serious measures to prevent sexual abuse reportedly committed by local police commanders against children. The New York Times report detailed extensive rape and other sexual abuse of young boys at the hands of local Afghan police commanders and U.S.-trained militia. It went on to allege U.S. soldiers were ordered to not to intervene in order to maintain good relations with Afghan allies. A Canadian court sentenced two Islamists to life in prison Wednesday for a failed plot to derail a passenger train back in 2012. Chaheb S. Gaher, a Tunisian, and Canadian Rai Jezer were convicted in March for plotting to cut a large hole in a railroad bridge to derail the train. And three New York banks have been ordered by a U.S. court to hand over Sudanese funds to victims of the attack on the USS Cole in Aden. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.